Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich savings plan.
Donald Trump's disingenuous approach against the criminal charges against him threaten the very foundations of the United States. That's according to my next guest this evening, Alberto Gonzalez, the 80th Attorney General of the United States and counsel to the President in the George W. Bush administration. Before we speak to Alberto, let's take a listen to what Donald Trump had to say on Thursday after he appeared in court to face charges that he conspired to remain in office despite his 2020 election loss.
This is the persecution of the person that's leading by very, very substantial numbers in the Republican primary and leading Biden by a lot. So if you can't beat him, you persecute him or you prosecute him. We can't let this happen in America. Thank you very much.
Persecuted or prosecuted, according to Donald Trump there. Alberto Gonzalez, former Attorney General of the United States. Good evening and thank you for joining me on Drive Time.
Good evening to you. Good to be with you.
First of all, I'm looking back to that election and some of your comments on CNN. And at the time, you spoke about Donald Trump being in denial and behaving, as you put it, like a child, like a loser. Are you surprised by what you've seen in court these last few days?
No, I'm not. The implication is that he would not be prosecuted, but for the fact that he's running for president. I have news for him. I think given his conduct in connection with the last election, presidential election, he would still be prosecuted, even if he weren't running for president. So this is not about him being a target simply because he is a leading contender for one of our country's major political parties for president. It is because of the conduct. And now let me just emphasize that in our system of government, you're presumed innocent until proven guilty beyond a reasonable doubt. And so I think despite what appears to be pretty strong evidence, this is not going to be a cakewalk for Jack Smith in the special counsel. He's going to have to, get in evidence that's in the indictment that he may not be able to get in under our rules of evidence. And obviously, witnesses are going to be contested by former President Trump's attorney. So, it remains to be seen what's going to happen. But I guess I'm giving you a long-winded answer to your question. This is not about him running for president and being the top political contender. It's because it's all about his conduct in relation to the last election.
But presumably it's all about him running for president as far as he's concerned, or he's playing to his supporters there where he says he's being persecuted for if he's someone still in denial, as you said, in a childlike denial. It's perhaps his only defense.
Well, we'll see. We'll see what his defense is going to be. Obviously, one of the defenses is going to be that here in America, we have a very strong First Amendment, and particularly in connection with political issues and political campaigns. And he's going to say that the First Amendment prevents prosecution. And I think to the average American voter, it sounds somewhat, plausible. That sounds right. But I think the most common example I've heard against that is here in this country, let's say you tell someone to kill someone else, that you, the person giving the order, even though it's just speech, nonetheless, you can be prosecuted for that. And so it remains to be seen whether or not Jack Smith will have, the sufficient evidence and be able to persuade a jury of Donald Trump's peers as to what crimes were committed. But, it's a distraction. Part of my frustration with the whole situation is that we've got some serious issues here in our country. And I really wish and hope that the candidates for president start focusing on those issues like gun violence, like, the great divide in this country over the issue of abortion, like immigration. Our economy is getting better, but nonetheless, there are people still struggling. And so these are all issues that are important to the American people and the public going forward. And I'd like to see the candidates, not just Donald Trump, not just President Biden, but all the candidates speak about those issues.
And as a former Attorney General, you're warning that Donald Trump's defense is damaging, so damaging that it threatens the very foundations of the United States as he lashes out at those, prosecuting him or persecuting him, as he put it there. How damaging is this defense? And tell me about those concerns.
Well, listen, defenses, claims that are being made by not just him, but his supporters, that this is a rigged prosecution. The Department of Justice is corrupt. I mean, the Department of Justice, their primary responsibility is to protect the rule of law. And our country is built upon that very strong foundation of a rule of law, respect for the rule of law. And the more you criticize it, the less confidence that people have in it. And I think that's an extremely dangerous situation. This campaign of his and these indictments, not just this one, but the others that exist today and others that may come down the road, put a tremendous stress on our government institutions, one of those being the Department of Justice and our justice system generally. And so these are constant attacks. And again, those attacks, particularly amongst his supporters, they create the impression that it's a rigged system and it undermines confidence in our government institutions. And as I just said, it's, I think, dangerous. It's one thing to disagree with what the government is doing, but you can do it in a way that's respectful. You can say, I respectfully disagree, and these are the reasons why. But some of the rhetoric that's coming from President Trump is, it goes well beyond that. And I think that's unfortunate.
How much weight is that rhetoric carrying among Republicans, those who may support him and do support him in his re-election bid?
Well, you look at the recent polls here in this country, over 50% of Republicans believe that the election was not legitimate, that Donald Trump is not a legitimate president. And that is very concerning. And now, again, it's one thing to
Joe Biden is not a legitimate president. Is it?
Exactly. It's one thing to respond to a survey and, you know, there are no consequences really for what you say and what you do. It's another thing to vote. And so the support may not be that strong, but nonetheless, it is troubling. And I think, you know, for some time, I think people like me sort of kind of ignored it and kind of thought, well, this is all going to go away, particularly after Donald Trump lost the election, that he would just kind of go away into the sunset. But it hasn't happened. And mm-hmm. I think that this is a dangerous situation. And I think people of goodwill need to pay attention to what's going on.
How do you see this playing out in court, first of all? Who will win, Trump or the federal prosecutors?
Oh, I don't have the answer to that question mm-hmm. because, again, I don't know exactly. I think the rule of thumb is that there's additional evidence against Donald Trump that is not included in the indictment. You don't include everything in the indictment. You hold things back. And so the case is probably stronger, but we don't know what kind of defenses that the president has and is going to present. And remember, it only takes one person on that jury to say, you know, I'm not convinced beyond a reasonable doubt, and you have a hung jury. Mm-hmm. And so I think prosecutors work very hard to try to make sure that everyone on the jury is unbiased. But sometimes, you just make a mistake. Something happens and you just can't anticipate. So I can't answer that question.
I know you're awaiting the rule of law on that one. The bigger question for some is how it'll play out against Joe Biden and the next elections next year.
Well, you know, I think that Joe Biden would look forward, quite frankly, to running against Donald Trump. He beat him once. I think he feels pretty good about his chances beating him again. So, but again, and I think he welcomes the distraction. I think he loves the fact that, and he should. I love the fact that Republicans are trying to, you know, they're tying themselves into knots in terms of how they're going to describe President Trump's situation. Are they supportive, fully supportive, not supportive, timidly supportive? You know, I think it's a situation that plays in favor of President Biden. Listen, I dealt with President Biden when I was the Attorney General and his counsel to the president, and I found him to be a good man. We didn't always agree, of course, but I trusted his integrity. Okay. you know, we'll just see what happens.
It's where we have to leave it for now. But thank you very much for talking to me this evening. Alberto Gonzalez, the 80th Attorney General of the United States and counsel to the President during the George W. Bush administration. Back in a moment.